Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4, and we're up to letter 924. This is dated on the 19th day of Adar Rishon, Baruch Hashem, Tavshin Yudal, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this letter to Avram Dov, Sheyichya, this is Rabbi Hecht. And it's interesting, a lot of all these people, I knew this, I grew up with these people, and, you know, unfortunately, they're all in the world of truth already. There's all, you know, there's nobody around, yeah? The world goes... So in any event, and you know, his son was a classmate of mine, and he's now in Connecticut. Yeah, he has many children, great people doing great work. But in any event, there is a Shom Bracha. So he asked the Rebbe a question. Basically, the question that he asked is that we know that the Mincha prayer has a special quality. Like the rabbis say, in the Talmud Brachot in 6b, over there it says that the prophet Elijah, when he was challenged by the Nevi Habal, by those false prophets, it was the time of Mincha that he was answered. Because Mincha has a special power. One should always be careful, the Gemara says, the Talmud says, with Mincha. Usually it's also understood, you know, Shacharis is the morning before you start the day. Maariv is at the nighttime when you finish the day. But Mincha is smack in the middle. You know, you got to stop what you're doing and you got to do Mincha. So that's sort of a bigger challenge, you know, to go ahead and do that. So it seems like Mincha is a very special prayer to get God's response. But in the Zohar, and the other says, and the Zohar says during Mincha, it's a time of a judgment. It's not a time of will. So how do we reconcile what the Talmud says with what the Zohar says? And the Rebbe says that this has already been asked in the Hasidic literature. This question has been asked. And there's another question over there that in the Talmud, Avodah Zarah, 3b, the Gemara over there goes through what God does with his time. How does God spend his time, you know, what he does. And it goes through hour by hour what Hashem does in the various different times of the day. So over here it says that by the 3 hours, Hashem sits and he's enjoying, his sort of speak. You have to understand all this, not literally, but he sits and he is mesachik with the Leviosan, you have to look up the exactly specifically, but it seems like it's a time of joy, not a time of, which is would be the time of the fourth 3 hours, you know, the fourth three hours, which is the time of Mincha, would be the time that Hashem is joy. So how do we reconcile this? So the Rebbe says that the point of the answer is that the time of Mincha is really a time of judgment. But if a person prays then, that means that he is growing in the court above. When you're doing, you're being elevated at the time when there is judgment. So then you can accomplish very great things because you're praying in a time of judgment. Because there is no opposition at that time, because it's great judgment, and you're raising yourself through your prayer. On the contrary, even the opposition answers amen, as opposed to shachris, when there is the measure of kindness that dominates. So then you can actually also accomplish, but you cannot subdue. So at that point, you're subduing is because you're actually tackling the judgment at the time of Mincha, when you're praying and you're overpowering, so you're overcoming judgment. And therefore, when judgment really comes with full force, that means when the night comes, so likewise, there might be a new criticism. So that's why he says, Eliyahu, at the time, the people there were like on the fence. He tells the Jewish people, he says, how long will you be, you know, jumping, speaking of both sides of your mouth? How long will you be being schizophrenic and doing? You belong to God or you belong to, you know, they're sitting on the fence. They're sometimes this way and sometimes the other way. So that was necessary. then it was necessary to turn things around. So that's why it was mincha, because mincha can turn around at the time when there is the sitting of the Beis Din, because then Hashem is misachik. It goes through further in Digon. I'm giving it just a little synopsis, reading it. I have to go through more clearly. But the Rebbe explains here also in the advantage of Mincha that we do, because it's in the middle, as mentioned earlier, this is right smack in the middle of your worldly matters, which means you are involved in the judgment, in the sorting out things. You are in the middle of the world working through, and your godly soul is sort of in desperate need of something. It needs some elevation because you're so preoccupied. You're not dealing with your soul now. You're not dealing with your godliness. You are out there in the world. You're doing all kinds of businesses. So then when you interrupt that and you daven and you unite yourself with Hashem, so then you're turning yourself around from one extreme to the other extreme. That means that these worldly matters are not going to overcome you on your connection to Hashem. But you're davening then, that shows that even though you're involved, it's not going to override you. And the godly soul is victorious. You're davening, you're overpowering it, you're taking away from that time, you're going to be strong. But when you daven shachris, before you're going, it doesn't prove anything. Because you haven't started your day, but maybe when you go out in the street, maybe when you'll start, maybe you'll stumble, maybe you'll falter, maybe you'll lie, maybe you'll cheat, maybe you'll do other things that are not good in your business, so we don't know how it's affected. And the Rebbe sends a certain references. As far as he had another question over here, that the nighttime is called the time of judgment, not mincha, I guess. So the Rebbe says, it depends relative to what? That mincha relative to the morning is called the time of judgment. And nighttime is called time of judgment even relative to mincha. So it gets, as it gets darker, as it gets nighttime, nighttime represents judgment. The Rebbe doesn't say that, but it's understood. The Rebbe brings down from different places, from Yerushalmi to the Rizal. But over here, the Rebbe says, as far as we're talking about when is the heavenly court, when are they sitting in judgment? That takes place during the mincha time, because at nighttime there's no judgment. Anyways, a court case does not take, in Beis Din, judge during the daytime. So that's why, in this case, it's connected to the idea of mincha, which is a time of judgment, Beis Din, but it is considered judgment relative to the morning. Now, the other thing is, it says in the Zohar, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away during Mincha of Shabbos. But it's also written that in the day that he passed away, he wrote the 13th Sefer Torah. How could he write Sefer Torah on Shabbos? If he passed away on Shabbos, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos Sefer Torah. He wrote 13 Sefer Torahs. So the Rebbe said, this has been asked already in many places. He brings quotes that the Tosfos, the Rosh, Mordechai, certain various different, and also the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. But what is from all these answers comes out like this. Number one, that this is actually a disagreement between the various different, whether he is a machlokes in Baba Basra, I guess whether he died on whether he passed away Shabbos or not is a question. Number two, that the beginning of his passing was an Erev Shabbos, and that ended at the Mincha Shabbos. So I guess it's called, he still wrote it on Friday and not on Shabbos. But that would be hard to explain because it says that he was buried before it happened. Okay, the Rebbe goes into that also. And the other thing is, Rebbe says the writing of the Sefer Torah, number three, was written through tears or through other ways, Hashbos, Akumas, various different ways. That would be also a very difficult answer because it's not the kosher way to write a Sefer Torah with tears or doing other ways. That's not the way to write a Torah. A Torah you have to write with regular ink. Number four, so he says that, okay, so these are the various different answers, but Rebbe references various different commentaries that have discuss this issue. Number four, he asked, it says there that because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the doors of the Beis Medrash were closed. So, but this would be a public mourning. So why do we conduct ourselves now? So he says, the Rebbe says the sages instituted that a sage who dies, then there is no Beis Medrash. So they're the ones that said it. Because this has part to do with the Tzidkoscha. Tzidkoscha was also said in the memory. So there's certain mourning things that originally the rabbis instituted. So that doesn't apply to the general thing of not doing mourning on Shabbos. That's a general rule, with the exceptions of those things that we do because of mourning, like Tzidkoscha. Like the Shabbos, we're not going to say Tzidkoscha.
That's like the beginning of life.
Because of the holiday, because it's called, because Tisha B'Av is also called a Moed. It's also called a holiday. So therefore, the Rebbe says, you know, those special things that were instituted. It takes a little bit more to analyze this letter, but we'll leave this for now for our purposes.